My name is Anna Lee, and I am here today to share my story. I grew up in a Christian-loving home in Denver, Colorado, and when I graduated high school, I attended Baylor University. After my freshman year at Baylor, I spent my summer as a camp counselor at the camp that I grew up at, Camp Ozark. It was that summer of 2010, that I met one of my very best friends. When I first got to camp that summer, my friend Lee had met this weird, funny girl named Hannah and immediately told her, "I have to introduce you to Anna Lee." Hannah and I immediately met when I arrived at camp, and from then on, Hannah and I were two peas in a pod. We became instant friends, and since she was an incoming freshman at Baylor, I quickly took her under my wing. It was one of those friendships that was so multidimensional. We had the most fun time in the world, but also could talk about each other's hearts, struggles, insecurities, etc. One of those friendships that others would always comment on and say, "Wow, y'all really love one another." I genuinely felt so blessed to have a friend like Hannah in my life. Philippians 1:3. "I thank my God every time I remember you." I knew Hannah like the back of my hand and really knew that the vivacious, hilarious girl that everyone knew was actually hiding insecurities, depression, addictions, and pain. I had a hard time grasping that she wasn't the confident girl that everyone thought she was. I knew she was struggling, and as the time went on, I could see a shift in her drinking patterns and actions. She hardly admitted to me that she was hurting, and selfishly I knew that she was, but I didn't want to bring it up because I wanted to hang out and party with her because we were only 21 and 20 at the time. We were too young for these difficult issues. We were only in college, so why would we be going through an adult issue yet? It wasn't until my senior year that I saw a serious shift with her drinking habits. Once again, I didn't know how to tackle a situation like this. It wasn't until my second semester of my senior year that I couldn't handle watching my Hannah drastically change in front of me. It was by the grace of God that Hannah admitted to me that she was struggling with alcohol and her dependency on it. When she told me, I felt like I'd been loaded with 1,000,000 pounds, and I shamelessly told her, "If you don't tell your parents, I will." It took me and Hannah's best childhood friend to confront her parents. Hannah eventually went to a rehab facility in and out over the course of the next year. Hannah was a believer and loved Jesus so much. She knew that she was saved by grace and that she had an army of people fighting and praying for her. My heart was broken. I missed my best friend and continually prayed and hoped that she would still love me and not resent me for urging her to get treatment and help. There were days where I felt so confident in her recovery, and there were days that I felt so hopeless. Isaiah 40:31. "But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not grow faint." After I graduated from Baylor, I moved to Dallas. Though I had guilt about not being in the same city as Hannah, we had daily afternoon phone calls at 2 o'clock on the dot so I could step out of my office and check in on her. I've never felt more protective or like a mama bear in my life than how I felt about Hannah. This season wasn't easy. I put a lot of burden on myself. I felt weary, hopeless, and was clinging to any reassurance that she was going to be okay. The fall of 2014 is when I saw her pain, depression, and heartache escalating. The gravity of the situation fully hit me when I received a call from Hannah on a Sunday night in September, where she voiced to me her deepest pains and emotions. I knew right away that she was in serious trouble and quickly drove down to Waco to see her. It was there that I found her physically ill from painkillers with suicide notes on her coffee table. To say that I was devastated would be putting it lightly, but I quickly locked up all my emotions and tried to fix the situation to the best of my ability. And when I went back to Dallas, I vividly remember walking to my apartment and falling to the floor in pain, confusion, and fear. It was at this point that even though she was living, I was grieving the Hannah that I knew. The verse that I had on in repeat on my mind was John 14:27. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." After a dark couple of months, it was the afternoon of November 12, 2014, that I received a text message from Hannah, and I knew that it was her goodbye to me. She took her life that afternoon, and when the news was confirmed to me, my world was shattered. Thoughts of failure, guilt, rejection, regret, shame, you name it, was rotating in my head. I spent the next few months quiet, angry, exhausted, and hurting. I ached more than I ever had before. My friendships were suffering. My relationship with my family was suffering. I was building a wall around me and refused to let anyone in. I had high expectations of what I needed from friends, and when those expectations weren't met, I was often angry, annoyed, and disappointed. The amount of resentment that I had for others was out of this world. My weeks at work were miserable, and I truly only lived for the weekend, which only caused for more feelings of darkness. I became more dependent on alcohol, and I could be the first to testify that no amount of partying can ease your pain. Not only was I grieving the loss of a best friend, with Hannah, I felt needed, I felt valued, and loved. And when she passed, I felt completely worthless. Just when I was trying to pick up the pieces and convince myself that I was okay, my grandpa passed away that April. The loss of my poppy was heartbreaking as it was, but on top of everything else, it truly felt unbearable. The day after I found out about his passing, I could hardly move from my bed, and I really thought I was never going to stop crying. I was missing Hannah more than ever, and had extreme feelings of loneliness, envy, and anger. I didn't find it fair that while everyone is enjoying their weekend, I was processing yet another loss. This loss opened up every single wound and multiplied it times two. I questioned if I was going to go back to my normal, and I questioned why this had to happen to me. Though I felt so distant from God and questioned if he was near, he continually pursued me. He blessed me with consistent and loving friendships and with a mom that would listen to every tear and pain that I had. I was truly blessed when I was asked that summer to go to Nicaragua with Hannah's church in Houston to drill a water well in her name through Living Water International. This trip was such a beautiful example of how through even the darkest of situations, the Lord's light will always prevail. On this trip, I was able to fully process my frustrations and openly cried tears of sadness and tears of joy, for it was truly the most beautiful trip that I've ever been on. This trip shook me to the core. I truly felt like the Lord was saying, Annalie, you have a purpose, you are loved, valued, and you are adored by me, your maker. After this trip, I saw a shift in myself, and I really felt that I could start healthily processing Hannah's passing. From the outside looking in, everyone would probably say that I had it more together. But internally, I still felt so broken. I took pride on being strong for Hannah so that when she passed, it was hard for me to break that facade. It wasn't until I had an extreme breakdown this past January where I was yelling on the phone to my mom, not with her, just at her. I remember this conversation as if it were yesterday. I cried hysterically trying to convince my mom that I didn't have a purpose, that I was worthless, how I absolutely hated my job, and how I ultimately failed at keeping Hannah alive. My mom listened and lovingly yet forcefully told me, Annalie, it's time for you to get a grief share. I could hear the fear in my mom's voice, and it broke my heart that my pain was causing my mom pain as well. I promised my mom that I would try it out. Though I didn't want to go, I knew that anything would help me at this point. I'm not just saying this, but grief share was one of the best things that could have happened to me. Through this class, I no longer felt misunderstood. I had a group of women that truly cared, listened, and empathized with me. This class validated every feeling that I had, but also allowed me to have grace for myself and for others through the grieving process. Though this sounds cheesy, this class also reiterated to me that every single day of life is such a beautiful gift. The Lord has created me to love others wholeheartedly and shamelessly. After Hannah passed, I had an incredible fear of getting close with others, for I never wanted to go through losing someone that I loved so much again. In the first week of grief share, they thoroughly explained how grieving is a gift from God, because if there is no love, there would be no grief. Throughout the grief share class, my perspective was able to shift. I am no longer fearful of the future, but I am able to openly love and invest in others. Matthew 6:34 states, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Though I still struggle with the aches and pains of this loss, and not a day goes by that I don't miss Hannah, I know that she is free from her pain and addiction, and I can confidently say that Hannah will eternally be with Jesus. Hannah was a believer, and throughout her highs and lows, she pursued a relationship with our merciful and powerful God. Our God is sovereign and so gracious. He is my rock, and without him, I truly don't think I would have been able to make it throughout these last past couple years. He has been my fortress, and I know that by having a relationship with Jesus Christ, my sins, Hannah's sins, all of our sins have been paid for on the cross. We have a merciful God that loves us so much that he sacrificed his son for each one of us. This past year, I've been able to seek the truth in the word so that even on my dark days of feeling regret and failure, I know that those are lies from the enemy. I know for a fact that the Lord will never leave me nor forsake me, that his plan is perfect and good. I will continue to trust him for all my days, for he makes beauty from ashes. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." Thanks.